You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Last week, Governor Rick Snyder rolled out a plan to turn around the state's largest school district, which is deep in debt. Detroit Public Schools have been under state oversight for years, but the governor wants a fresh start for Detroit schools by creating a new district entirely. To pay for it, though, he's suggesting diverting money from all the other districts in the state. Joining me now to break down the plan is Rick Pluta. He's Capital Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Hi, Rick.
Good morning, David.
The governor wants a new school district in Detroit. How would this plan work?
Well, it would actually work a lot like what we saw with the reorganization of General Motors, where there's you might remember there was an old GM and a new GM. The old GM took along with it all of the company's bad debt, while the new GM was supposed to be a new, leaner car company that was going to be profitable. It's kind of the same plan, that there would be an old Detroit school district that would exist basically for the purpose of paying off its old debt, and the local school operating millage would be turned toward that purpose. And then there would be a new Detroit school district, but of course it would need money to operate, and that would come from the state basically giving it about $70 million from the school aid fund that it would otherwise not be eligible for.
The Detroit Free Press reported last week that other school districts would stand to lose up to something like $50 per student to pay for the new district. How is the plan being received by lawmakers outside the city?
Oh, I mean, Republican leaders in Lansing have already said that they're not willing to tap into the school aid fund to basically bail out the Detroit schools. And so, they will have to look for alternatives, just say no, that, the governor's going to have to go and negotiate sort of, another grand bargain like we saw with the, with the Detroit municipal bankruptcy. It's going to be big and complex. The governor has said that he would like this done before the legislature goes on its summer break. I don't know of anyone who thinks that is really going to happen.
Last week, a number of schools in Detroit had to shut down because a lot of teachers there were protesting the idea. What are they upset about, and who actually likes this idea?
Well, what they are upset about is, just the idea of breaking apart the school district into two different ones. They're worried about where the money will come from. And quite frankly, they're skeptical of reorganization plan after reorganization plan for the school districts. I talked to one teacher who said, look, we keep having these emergency managers that come in. They've been appointed by the state. They get big bonuses, and the district keeps going deeper into deficit, that we don't have the facilities to do our job. The students don't have a proper, appropriate place to learn. They've lost confidence, if they ever had it in the first place, that Governor Snyder can accomplish a real school district turnaround.
Who besides the governor is behind the plan right now?
There are certainly people within the city who believe that that something needs to be done, but this was not the plan that was recommended by the work group that the governor convened to come up with recommendations. I mean, so this is really borrowed a little bit from here and a little bit from there, and there's something in it for people to love and people to hate, no matter who they are.
Let's shift gears for a minute. Voters are going to decide Proposal 1 tomorrow. That's the plan to raise taxes to pay for roads and bridges. The latest polling doesn't look good, but really it's going to come down to who shows up. Who do you think is going to show up tomorrow to vote, and what's going to happen?
I mean, we have no clue. That obviously this is, on the one hand, this is the lowest of low voter turnout elections. It's the spring millage election, and people just, as they say, stay away in droves. But it's an issue that people care about, that it's been given a lot of attention. So it will probably have a higher turnout than you would normally see for an election of this type, but nothing like what we would would see in a gubernatorial year like we had last year, and certainly not like, you know, the highest of turnout elections, which are presidential years like we'll see next year. And so it's really just a question of who, you know, does a better job of inspiring sort of, you know, their team to get out. Is it going to be the people who are skeptical that, you know, Lansing has, you know, come up with an appropriate plan for funding roads and making sure that schools and, you know, local governments don't lose money in the deal? Or if, is it going to be, you know, people who are so frustrated with the condition of the roads that, you know, they're willing to accept a less than perfect arrangement? You know, who's going to get out and vote?
Rick Pluta, Capital Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks for checking in.
Oh, you bet, David.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on IPR News.